News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Former Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh met Union Home Minister Amit Shah at his residence in Delhi on Wednesday, triggering speculation over his future plans ahead of the assembly polls in the state. After his meeting that lasted for about 45 minutes, Singh tweeted, "Met Union Home Minister Amit Shah ji in Delhi, discussed the prolonged farmers' agitation against farm laws and urged him to resolve the crisis urgently with the repeal of the laws and guarantee MSP, besides supporting Punjab in crop diversification. No farmers, no food." However, the politically significant meeting, which came days after Singh resigned as Punjab Chief Minister, raised speculation over his future plans ahead of the assembly polls, with some political analysts viewing it as an indication that Singh may be seeking the support of the Bharatiya Janata Party. Sources said the former Punjab Chief Minister has learned to have also discussed the internal security situation in Punjab with Shah. Singh has been claiming that instability in Punjab may give Pakistan a handle to create disturbance in the border state. He has also accused Congress leader Navjot Singh Sidhu of being close to Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan and alleged that he is dangerous for the border state. Singh arrived in the national capital on Tuesday. There are reports that Amrinder may call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi, but there is no official confirmation. According to the sources, the veteran Congress leader may also meet some of the group of 23 leaders, including Kapil Sibal and Ghulam Nabi Azad. Singh's meeting with Shah assumes significance as the Congress leader has not divulged his future plans, but had asserted that he has not quit politics and would fight till the end. Singh has also said that there were several options before him. He had also launched a scathing attack on his bete noir Sidhu, who was appointed as the president of the Punjab unit of the Congress. Sidhu quit as the Punjab Congress chief on Tuesday. Stringent security arrangements were in place in Bhabanipur with the deployment of 15 companies of central forces ahead of the assembly by-election, a senior police official said on Wednesday. Prohibitory orders under Section 144 of the CRPC were also imposed within 200 meters of the polling centers, where voting will take place on Thursday, he said. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is the Trinamool Congress candidate in the Bhabanipur by-election in South Kolkata, while the BJP has fielded Priyanka Tibrewal and CPIM's Srijit Biswas is in the fray. Inside each of the 287 booths at 97 polling centers in Bhabanipur, half a section, that is three jawans, of the central forces will be deployed. Kolkata police officers will be in charge of the security outside the booths. Assembly of five or more persons within the periphery of 200 meters of any polling premises will not be allowed. A ban has been imposed on anybody carrying stones, weapons, firecrackers, and other explosive materials, the Kolkata police said in an order. Police pickets were set up at 38 locations across Bhabanipur, the officials said. On the day of the polling, 22 sector mobile, 9 HRFS or heavy radio flying squad teams, 13 quick response teams or QRTs, 9 teams each of the static surveillance team, flying squad and an equal number of striking forces from surrounding police stations will be deployed, he said. Besides, 3 subdivision striking forces will also be deployed, he added. One additional police commissioner along with 4 joint police commissioners, 14 deputy commissioners and an equal number of assistant commissioners have been deployed for the Bhabanipur by-election, the official said. We have also opened 3 additional control rooms. There will be arrangements for 141 special vehicles to escort the EVMs, he said. 2 strong rooms to store the EVMs have been set up at the Sakwat Memorial Government Girls High School on Lord Sinha Road, he said. All policemen have been asked to wear raincoats and carry umbrellas owing to the inclement weather conditions in the city. The Election Commission has also asked the Irrigation Department to be on alert owing to the weather conditions here, the official said. All the polling centres have been asked to keep pumps ready to drain flood water. We have also asked the Irrigation Department and Disaster Management Department to be ready in case of any emergency because of the heavy rainfall, he said. Strict security arrangements have also been made in Jangipur and Shamshedganj, where assembly bipolls will be held on Thursday, an election official said. There are 363 booths in Jangipur and 329 in Shamshedganj, he said. The votes will be counted on October 3. The victim of an alleged sexual assault at the Indian Air Force Training Academy has claimed that she was subjected to the two-finger test, which is a preliminary unscientific examination of rape victims to ascertain sexual abuse by medical officers at the academy, and that the attitude of some of the officers who were made aware of the assault was to force the victim into withdrawing the complaint. The complaint of the alleged rape victim, reproduced in the FIR registered by the Coimbatore police, has the victim's version of the sequence of events after she was allegedly raped at her quarters by a 29-year-old flight lieutenant on September 9. According to the FIR reviewed by CNN News 18, the victim had been at the receiving end of gaslighting by a few officers to whose notice the incident had been brought to. I was feeling sick, my trauma intensified by the authorities' attitude and knowing the fact that my rapist was going to walk free. I had a panic attack around 0 to 30 hours and had to be taken to the AFH. I was administered pills as I could not sleep and was having great trouble breathing. I was given a day's rest. The victim has alleged in the FIR that senior officers, including those in charge of administering medical treatment to her, had pressurized her to withdraw her complaint and had made changes to the letters that she had submitted detailing her trauma. The victim has also alleged that the institute's authorities have attempted to tamper with the evidence she had provided against the perpetrator and that their callous attitude forced her to lodge the complaint with the civil police. On the morning of September 17, I finally gained the strength to file a complaint again. Losing all hopes on the authorities by September 19 night, I decided to file an online FIR, she said. The complainant then went to the commissioner's office on September 20. I now stand firm on my decision to fight against the atrocities of the authorities and the freedom of my rapist. Meanwhile, the Indian Air Force had recently moved a court in Coimbatore to allow a court-martial against the flight lieutenant in view of the fact that he was a serving officer. Incidentally, the flight lieutenant had filed for an anticipatory bail before his arrest by the Coimbatore police. Amazon's new robot can hear, see, and follow you around the home, but it's no Rosie the robot. Amazon's version, called Astro, doesn't cook or clean like the animated character from the Jetsons, but it can check if you left the stove on while you're out or send an alert if someone enters the house it doesn't recognize. It uses cameras, sensors, and artificial technology to avoid walls or dogs, and Amazon said Astro, which also happens to be the name of the Jetsons' dog, will only get smarter as time goes on. It does do some housework. Snacks or a can of soda can be placed on its back to be carted to someone across the house. The $1,000 robot, which will be sent out to customers later this year, was one of a slew of gadgets Amazon unveiled on Tuesday as part of its annual event ahead of the holidays. Astro, however, stole the show. Amazon executive David Limp asked the 17-inch tall robot to come on stage during the virtual event, then asked it to beatbox. Its round digital eyes close or widen as it does tasks, giving it a human-like touch. Amazon said a limited number of the Astro will be sold, but didn't provide a number. Besides the robot, Amazon also unveiled a picture frame-like screen that can be hung to a wall and has Amazon's Alexa voice assistant built in. The company foresees it going in the kitchen where users can see recipes, check their schedule, or watch a show as they cook. Also on Tuesday, the Seattle-based company said its Echo listening devices will be put in Disney hotel rooms next year so that guests can order towels from room service or ask it the fastest way to get to a theme park. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.